inyo. Na-propose ko na to kay Pat Day. Alam mo kung ano yung propose ko sa'yo?
Go.
Class solidarity.
Mm-hmm. Yun ang intro natin. Welcome, guys! To Jack All. My name is P. Anon.
What's up, guys? I'm Jay Anon.
Day, naming scheme.
Hindi ko i-continue yan. I'm still me. I'm Yumadat 21 or C9 Squirtle.
Alam nyo na, guys, noon tomorrow, atakihin natin yung bahay ni Imudet 21. Mag-aana tayo. Isa-storm natin yung bahay niya parang ginawa ng mga Amerikano sa capital nila.
It's capital to electric boogaloo.
Ano ko ba? Pagdating niyo dito, may naka-ready na yung mga soldiers.
Natutulog sila sa lobby.
Not following social distancing.
Tapos papasukin ba kami ni Rudy Giuliani? Ito-tour ba kami?
Hindi, ang yung nag-tour nun, si Laura Bober.
Ay, sorry. Si ayaw niya sa socialism kasi binabaril niya nung kanyang AR.
Hindi, iba pa yun.
Ay, iba pa ba yun?
Oo.
I don't really care about them. Fuck those dudes.
Ako rin nga. Yeah, i-meme lang natin sila.
So ngayon, napag-usapan natin, guys.
Wow, Day! Wow!
Day, ba't parang gumagwapo ka, Day?
Epekto na walang tulog.
parang mas nagmumukha kang ano ngayon. Yung, alam mo yung mga master ng Shaolin? Yung nasa gilid lang yung bigote.
I swear, alam mo, hindi ko alam kung paano mo nagagawa yung pinapatubo mo yung sa cheeks. Cheeks ba to? Tama diba sa cheeks? Like yung buhok.
Jawbone.
Sa akin talaga may bald spot dito banda sa in between ng ano tawag, chin pati ng ano ba tawag dito? What do you call this?
Dulo ng jawbone.
Ayun. So, hindi ko alam kung bakit may bald spot. Ang weird.
Alam mo, Day, kung ano yung kulang mo na lagi kong ginagawa. Lagi akong nagja-jack all.
All right.
Lagi siyang nagwa-vitamin J.
nasa pangalan ko naman ay Jay Anon.
So, pag-usapan natin ngayon Jay Anon at saka C9 Squirtle.
Akala ko Imudeth.
Or Imudeth.
Either or. Okay.
Ay mga conspiracy theories. Pero ang focus natin, at least sa mga sinerch ko ngayon, hindi ko alam kung meron kayong mga ipoprovide na conspiracy theories of your own. Pero ang focus ng research ko, as little as it was, ay tukol sa mga Filipino centric na conspiracy theories. Like yung mga sikat lang dito sa Pinas, I guess. So, let's get to it.
Off the top of my head, wala akong maisip na conspiracy theories sa like Philippines.
I'm sure itong una kong i-mention ay narinig nyo na at some point in your life. Kasi para tong ano eh, mas urban legend siya at this point kesa conspiracy theory. Pero ang conspiracy theory, guys, if hindi nyo alam, ay parang there's a belief lang na may bagay na ginagawa itong mas malaking entity na ikakasama natin. Parang ganun. May ganung feeling yun, di ba? Ang conspiracy theory. Laging merong big bad guy na conspiring against you.
I guess, oo. kung i-boil down natin yung conspiracy theory, oo.
So, yung una...
Yung nakakatawa, walang nakakatawa dito.
Ay, sorry, hindi pala. I'm only the presenter. If you present ko na yung una. Jollibee Fast Food uses earthworm meat to produce hamburger patties. Mm-hmm.
Old school talaga to, ah.
Old school to, di ba?
I remember this.
I've never heard of this. What the?
Never what? Heard of this?
Yeah, I've never heard of it. Ano to?
I'm sure every country in the whole wide world na merong burger or some kind of meat product, nagkaroon na ng ganitong klase ng conspiracy theory, quote-unquote, na itong mga kumpanyang to, gumagamit sila ng uod. Minimix nila with their meat.
I mean, if it tastes good, right?
I mean, totoo naman na may mga countries naman na meron silang staple of worms. Like, it's part of their diet.
It feels ito, like yung conspiracy theory na to. It's something na I wish totoo.
Why?
It's healthy. It's healthier compared to using like actual meat. Or kung combined man siya, I think it's healthier. At least may protein there or whatever sa diet natin. Oh my gosh, ang interesting nito.
Pero ano, here's the crux. Ang problema, may itong post na nakita ko sa Pinoy Exchange. Para siyang ano, it's not na merong earthworm sa kinakain mo. Like, hindi siya conspiracy theory na, iyo kadiri, hindi ganon. Yung conspiracy theory niya is, hindi sinasabi ng Jollibee Corp sa gobyerno natin. Hindi nila dinidisseminate yung information sa public.
Siguro manager siya dati ng isang branch ng Jollibee. Tapos, one day, kung saan yung location ng Jollibee nila, may fishing town. Tapos yung mga, ano, tao.
Dito lang sa post na to, ang medyo weird pa, na ang alert daw na ito was brought by Hedrick D. Slovley, DG. I don't know what DG stands for. You guys can search that up on your internets.
Alam ko kung ano yun.
Tapos galing siya sa country ng sa Tallinn, Estonia. So nag-report siya tungkol sa Jollibee, pero galing siya ng Estonia.
Matalino siya. May natutuwa ako sa ano niya, sa love niya para sa country natin, para expose yung truth. I mean, willing siya i-sabihin kung taga saan siya.
Hindi nga siya.
Thank you, Anga. Kung, if mapakinggan mo to and nakakaintindi ka ng Tagalog, you're doing us a favor. Thank you so much.
Ito yung panimula niya sa post niya. Jollibee fast food in the Philippines has been a part of the Philippine tradition for so many years. I don't know kung Estonian ba to, kung bakit niya alam na kasama sa Philippine tradition natin yun. Many people, day in and day out, eat at Jollibee religiously. Do they really know what they are eating? First of all, has anybody noticed that for whatever reason, that a lot of people, about 7 out of 10, meron pa siyang statistics na ganun, guys. Fast food customers loves the great tasting, juicy burgers of Jollibee. Well, we might say as well, quote unquote, addicting to most taste buds. Boom.
Talagang may quote yung addicting.
Hmm? Naka all caps pa, guys.
All right.
Napaka gustong gusto ko itong post na to. Kasi...
Wait lang, Pat. May tanong ako. Anong taon to pinost?
This was posted September 2003. Pero hindi by Hedrick D. Slovley. Nakalagay dito by Johnston, Pinoy Exchange influencer. 3 stars sa local and foreign issues sa Pinoy Exchange.
Oh my God.
Conspiracy theory, guys! Yay!
Isa lang yung... Ito yung sagot ko dyan, Pat, kung bakit may ano. Ito lang yung sagot ko sa lahat ng conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Occam's Razor.
Okay. Explain.
Explain ko yung Occam's Razor. Okay. Ito, kung isabihin ko in layman terms, yung Occam's Razor is kung ano yung pinaka madaling sagot or yung pinaka simplest na sagot, that usually is the answer. So, kung ipipedal ko sa inyo na, sabihin natin na ako nagsabi sa inyo na merong earthworms ang ano. Hindi, wag na sabihin earthworms, worms in general, mixture of worms, bag of worms ang ano, meat ng burgers ng Jollibee. Kung gagamitin natin ng Occam's Razor, syempre it's a resounding no. Easiest answer is meron silang partner somewhere na nagpo-produce ng mga yung pink na thingy-majigs.
Pink na, sludge.
Oo, yung mga pink thingy-majigs na igagawin lang nilang ano to, i-shape lang nila sa burger then bibigyan ng mga burnt marks and shit. So, hindi naman talaga parang gusto mo lang maging special.
Put into context 2003. If na-post nga to ng 2003.
I'm pretty sure hindi.
Pero let's assume na 2003 nga. And let's say this, ito nga yung conspiracy theory. So, isn't worms a much simpler answer compared dun sa pink? I think yung sinasabi mo na, I think sa McDonald's yun, right? Yung kumalat na video about it. So, that video came out like 5, 6, 7 years ago, parang ganun. So, I doubt na we would have thought na artificial meat ang gagamitin, parang ganun. So, isn't worms a much simpler answer?
Hindi siya simpler day kasi yun nga yung pinipedal mo, yung out of the ordinary. Wala ka pa naman dito sa Philippines nun, wala ka naman makikita na mga pagkain na may worms and such.
Wait,
pero, pero, hindi ka, lagi kang kumakain ng hotdog, which is, yun nga, yung mga pink sludge na yun.
Protein.
Yung mga hindi siya totoong meat or meron siyang meat product or halo-halo lang siyang ganun.
Here's my argument. Feeling ko mataas yung chance.
Argument for? Argument against?
Argument for. The conspiracy theory. So, feeling ko, oh, like, it makes sense kasi, wait lang, taga saan siya? Ano yung sabi mo taga saan siya?
Estonia.
So, I'm not sure. Pero what if this country, sabihin natin, this person came from a background na familiar siya sa worms. Maybe part ng diet niya, and alam niya. And then when he visited the Philippines, he tried it out and then sabi niya, may addicting taste to ah. Ito yung addicting taste na nakukuha sa worm ah.
E di, yun nga. Let's suppose that really happened.
Wait lang, bago kayo mag-suppose ng mga ganyan, mag-proceed muna tayo dun sa iba pa niyang mga clay. Mahaba tong post na to.
Hindi, wait lang. Sige, sabihin lang natin na ganun nga yung nangyari.
Dali.
Kung ganun yung nangyari, nagpe-pedal pa rin siya ng conspiracy theory na hindi totoo. Which is, ano pa rin?
I guess, out of the ordinary pa rin.
Kasi, oo nga, so sabi niya, iba naman yung culture dito sa culture doon. Di ba ang dami nagsasabi na yung mga snack lasang chicken? Malay mo naman dito yung pink sludgy natin lasang earthworm sa Estonia. So ngayon, alam na natin na quote mo si Day dito, factual, Estonians eat worms.
No, please don't. Anyway.
Hindi, factual na yun.
An insider, name not to be disclosed kasi that's convenient.
Convenient.
Understandable yun kasi baka mapano siya.
In fact, a purchase officer of Jollibee Fast Food Philippines told us recently, with secrecy, some very upsetting facts. We made it possible to answer these intriguing questions through a reliable source which I met last summer in an agricultural and farming business forum in the western coast of Taipei. Guys, Taipei, nasa Taipei sila. This is a worldwide conspiracy now, not just concerning the Philippines. Actually, an ex-middle person for Jollibee's raw agricultural and livestock purchases since the company's beginning in 1975, we privately discussed the untold secrets of how Jollibee Fast Food made it profit, with their low-cost hamburger products, although these fast food people claim to be using 100% pure beef patties with the highest quality standards in their hamburgers. Furthermore, they define beef patty as being 100% pure inspected beef. No additives, no fillers, no extenders. So yun yung problema niya. This entity, this Jollibee Food Corp, they're lying to the general public at hindi niya mapapayagan yun. Pag sinabi ng Jollibee Food Corp na inspected yung beef, no additives, no fillers, no extenders. They have to do it by the book.
A big company lying to the masses.
I mean, that's very on point, on the nose. Pero para gumamit ng worms. He also added that in 1994, Jollibee imported tons of E. coli infected beef from Australia, which cost 75% cheaper than regular inspected beef. However, the company stopped importing this raw beef after the USDA investigators from Washington discovered the cow disease. And yung cow disease na term niya is spelled with cow, D-E-C-E-A-S-E. Cow disease.
Alam natin na ito, professional journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Dead cow.
Tapos meron siyang nakalagay na line in parentheses. E. coli is a cow disease.
Oh my. Lagyan mo na ng meme. The more you know.
Guys, nakalimutan ko palang sabihin na hindi namin sinasubstantiate itong mga itong mga conspiracy theories na to. We do not condone nor support these conspiracy theories, please.
If you're going to make okay, inisip ko lang. If you're going to make a conspiracy theory,
mm-hmm.
I mean, ang goal mo is to mix fact with some details na out of the ordinary. Yung ito, first part na gawa niya, like yung part na it's a cost cutting ano, I mean, that's believable. That part is
may ano ka din, meron akong thing doon mamaya. Kasi may mga claims siya about that na it's not really true in the real world.
Okay, so
dinidebunk
niya yung sarili niya.
Kasi meron pa siyang quotations nung kanyang yung purchase officer ng Jollibee. Jollibee Fast Food Company did not actually feed the Philippine people with earthworms, kasi naka all caps yun, for almost 25 years. I'm so concerned for what this country does and it is consequences. I've tried to quit my job for several times due to conscience, but unfortunately, capital letter me and my family's life was threatened. I took the risk of getting out of the company after 2 decades of unease service. I decided to leave the Philippines with my family and started a new life. However, I still live with scare. I should be refraining from disclosing this information, but my worries won't leave me and I'm really afraid, most especially for my family. Worm animated GIF.
May tanong ako.
Aha.
So nung umalis siya ng bansa, siya yung pamilya niya saka si Scare kasama niya.
Hindi, nung natakot siya, meron siya scare. Meron siya takot. yung takot niya, tangible. Nahawakan niya.
Hindi, meron siyang kasama, meron siyang partner sa Jollibee na pangalan Scare.
Okay, I get it.
Ay, ano ba yan? Ang wish nyo ah. Na-wish ka ba, Day?
Na-wish ako.
Feeling ko napakasama ako para pagtawanan yung grammar niya kasi isipin mo habang sinusulat niya yan, his life was on the line.
Hindi. Quote to. So, kausap nitong nag-report.
Tapos nasa tabi niya si Scare.
Sinustroke pa yung hair ni Scare.
Scare, okay lang yan.
Scare,
nasa, nasa Taiwan tayo. Alam mo naman dito, puro kulto lang.
Taipei.
Puro kulto lang nandito.
Bakit? Taipei ba yun?
Hindi ba? Wait lang. I don't give a fuck. Basta maraming kulto.
Ah, sige, ito, tuloy natin. Ito yung kanyang bulleted na points. Yung, how did Jollibee Fast Food came into this idea? Number one, to save cost on hamburger patties production. Earthworm meat is much cheaper than cow beef due to its abundance in supply. Sure, debatable, pero
true.
Cheaper?
Cheaper, yes. Mas madali siya iyan, no? Compare sa raising cow.
Alam mo bang a pound of earthworms is $32?
A pound of beef.
Wait lang, iano mo, Pat? Dinaan mo ba yun sa inflation?
Chinek ko ba? What was the price of earthworms in 2003?
No. I-check mo. Di ba meron ka na ngayon $32? I-check mo kung ano yung value ng $32 noong 2003.
Kayo na mag-check nun. Basta mas mababa yun. Sa converted price ngayon.
Magkano yung ano, beef?
Hindi ko chinek yon pero alam kong mas mababa ang pound of beef. Mas mababa pala siya nun.
Oh, shit.
Ana day?
Mas mahal yung $32.
Yun yung normal, 46, normal na... Ana?
Okay. So ngayon, $46 yung worth nun. Ngayon, $32 dati, $46 ngayon. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Ah, tama.
Wait, anong ginawa niya? $32 yung earthworm meat, dati. Yung earthworm ngayon.
Hindi, ngayon, $46. Ano ba yung sabi ko number? 42?
Hindi, 32 ngayon. Dapat sinerch mo yung price nung
okay,
2003.
2003, ay balik na ako.
$22.
$22.
$22 siya.
Kailangan po ba nating pagtalunan
to? It's importante 'yon, Pat.
O sige, magkano ang pound of beef?
Ito ko hindi ko masan per pound. Wait, per pound? Per pound.
I am livid na pinag-uusapan pa natin.
Importante to, Pat.
Wait lang, hindi ako naniniwala sa number mo eh. So ano ko 'yung number mo?
Yung search 32? Ako. How much are earthworms? Merong red wigglers. Merong red wigglers, merong night crawlers. Yung night crawlers yung $32.
So mali mo, yung ginamit nila yung mas murang kain. Pero yeah, kasi ang pound
pero
of,
hindi, ang night crawlers ay yun yung earthworms na sinasabi dito. Ang sinerch, ang tinight niya earthworms eh. So nag-search ako, how much are a pound of earthworms? Tapos lumabas yung red wigglers pati yung night crawlers. Night crawlers yung generic na earthworm. Red wigglers yung merong red na tinge.
Ang price sa US ng pound of beef is $4.5.
Point made. Number two, to make their hamburgers, quote-unquote, in all caps, addictive, a substance on worms which makes their hamburgers unique taste. So he's basically implying, or at least this individual is basically implying na merong addictive na substance sa worms. Either provided by their diet or otherwise.
Ano ba diet nila? Di ba lupa?
At least nagsasubsist sila sa mga bagay na nasa lupa. I would just like to say na, fuck that, hindi totoo yan.
Bakit?
Wala akong proof. Pero fuck that. Mali ka.
Hindi, ito yung isipin mo, Pat.
Ah.
Di ba yung mga carabaos, tumatay sila sa kusaan man. Tapos yung mga tayo na yun, tinutubuan ng mushroom. Tapos yung mushroom na yon psychedelic yon. Tapos yung mga earthworms, pumupunta doon sa pupo kasi maraming sustansya ng ano, greens. Kaya yung mga kinukuha, specifically kinukuha ng Jollibee, yung mga psychedelic worms.
Psychedelic worms. Okay, okay. Ito, hindi ko alam kung masasubstantiate natin to. The company's founder is an entomophagist.
Ano yung entomophagist?
E-N-T-O-M-O-P-H-A-G-I-S-T.
Kumakain ng insekto. Parang Chinese.
I guess Chinese naman talaga yung...
Pero Filipino-Chinese yun ah. Hindi ba?
Oo nga eh. I'm not sure. Baka racist lang talaga itong nagsulat nito.
Wait, alam ba natin na ano talaga? Chinese? Oo nga. Kaktiong. Siya ba yun? Whoever. Si Tony Tan Kaktiong.
At least meron siyang nasa dugo, at least. O hindi man. So, tuloy natin. Our source further discussed the issue. Quote, if only quality meat inspectors from the Philippine government made strict inspections and monitoring of the ingredients for production, then this might not probably give way to what happened. But unfortunately, graft and corruption is anywhere on almost government offices. So I think this makes it possible for Jollibee fast food to lie and claim their hamburger to be 100% pure beef. So eto na, which makes it possible. So hindi niya talaga alam. That's a statement niya. What the fuck? Ba't pa siya gumagawa na statement na do?
Ito na lang pa, ito lang. Credit where credit is due. Dumating siya sa tamang conclusion na may graft and corruption sa gobyerno. Mali lang yung pagdating niya. Credit where credit is due. Yun lang naman.
It's like solving a fucking math more problem like, na hindi mo alam yung
yun
formula.
Yun math question siya. Binigyan ka ng sagot, tapos sabi ng teacher mo, lagyan mo ng question yan. Tapos gumawa siya ng sobrang complicated na formula para dun sa solution niya.
Tapos hello. Ang problema, mali pa yung naging mali yung solution niya at this point in time.
Bakit mali?
Kasi ang sinasabi niyo, sinasabi niyo tama yung ano, 'di ba? Na merong graft and corruption sa government. Eh, hindi naman yun yung claim niya. Ang claim niya, merong earthworms yung Jollibee Burger eh.
Oo. Oo nga, no. Para red tag ako. Para red tag na si Jay Anon.
Para hindi siya ma-red tag.
Meron pa siyang list dito. Okay. Number one, earthworms are one of the nature's most complete food sources. So much that they are considered to be an excellent food source for special service operatives of various military forces throughout the world.
Truly okay? ba to?
Hindi ko alam. People can, you know.
I think bugs in general kasi they contain protein, calcium, and parang yung side effects nila hindi kasing lala ng, halimbawa, continuously eating beef. Parang gano'n.
Mm.
Pero ang ano ko dyan, yung mga bugs ba, meron ba silang B1, B6, B12?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I really don't know what ano. Pero may ano ba tawag dun sa, may ano ba tawag sa kanila? Insectivores? Hindi naman. Kasi may napanood akong documentary about it dati. And ang ina-explain nila how it's a much better way of living dahil lahat ng vitamins na kailangan ng katawan is usually makikita mo doon. If hindi doon, sa mga plants na kailangan mo. Parang ganun. And it's a cheaper way. Parang ganun.
Mm, sabi mo yung ano? Ano to? Is it protein? Yung complete kapag sa plants?
I'm not sure. Basta parang may hindi man kompleto yung makuha mo sa insects, pero makukuha mo sa plants yung iba na kailangan. Mm. Pero most of it, sa insects.
So, number two, worms are full of calcium, vitamins, roughage, and protein, which makes them a complete food. So, nilalagay lang yun sa number one, I guess. Number three, earthworms have a nice concentration of protein in a little package, near 70% on a dry weight basis, and they are entirely edible and abundant to collect. So that's why earthworms are very good meat replacement. Hindi ko ano alam kung meron, hindi ko alam kung sikat ba dito sa, meron ba sa Pilipinas na worm farm? Kasi ang nag-search ako sa internet, worm farms, sinearch kong ganun. Ang nakita ko lang ay yung mga nag-vermiculture na mga tao. At least articles about vermiculture. Which is, gumagawa sila ng mga compost using worms. So not exactly for human consumption na worms.
Parang ano pat?
Wala naman tayong need.
I guess. Sa isang meat eating na country, walang need for it, I guess.
Ako may gripe ako dun sa sentence na 'yan.
Mm-hmm.
Yung parang medyo misleading kasi sinabi niya na parang 75% tong katawan nila protein, sabi niya, 'di ba?
70%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 70%.
Basis.
Oh, sabihin natin yung 75% ng katawan niya. Eh paano kung sabihin natin na sabihin natin just for sake of comparison, yung aso 50 yung sabihin natin na 25% ng aso is protein. Mas parang feeling ko mas malaki yung 25% na protein ng aso kaysa sa 75% na protein ng ano.
Hindi.
Uod.
Pero kung kumuha ka ng same weight nung aso na yun.
Yun yung sinasabi
niya. So, yung ba yung sinasabi niya? Hindi niya na-explain ng tama. Hindi niya na-explain ng tama sa akin. Pero medyo sige, tuloy mo muna bago ko sabihin yung aking thoughts.
Okay, number four. A pound of dried earthworms is 50 to 60% cheaper than quality inspected beef and other meat extenders / fillers. Which I say again, na hindi. Kahit na sabihin natin sa extenders or fillers. Dahil ang textured vegetable protein is, I don't know, 150 pesos per pound. Which is yung madalas na hinahalo sa hot dogs and such. So paano siya magiging cheaper kung same weight pero isa 32 bucks?
Wait lang. Hindi ba may argument doon na possible nga na mas mura, mas mahal yung sa worms kasi una baka hindi naman ganun kataas yung demand at yung supply.
So mali na yung argument niya. So bakit pa gumagamit ang Jollibee ng ano?
Baka may sarili silang farm ng worms.
Oh no, the plot thickens.
Tapos, yung maintenance cost nun compare sa maintenance cost ng like bibili ka ng beef sebum, mali mo, it's cheaper. Like yeah, all you need is like a backyard full of earth and may mga manok ka dun pang sabo.
Hindi, oo nga kasi sabihin natin na meron kung ikukumpara natin kung meron silang bee farm kaysa sa earthworm farm. Kasi yung bee farm, mas marami kang acres na kailangan. Pero pag earthworm farm, siguro isang acre lang. Nagiging totoo na pat.
How many billions of worms yun na doon sa isang acre na yun?
Hell yeah.
Ngayon, walang magsusot ng tinfoil crown. Ako magsusot nyo ako ngayon ng ano sanity crown.
Tanggalin mo yun, Pat.
Number 5, earthworms will grow at a much faster rate than any other animal in abundant of supply. I'd like to see some more paperwork for this. I don't know.
Wait lang, paano ba nagre-reproduce ang earthworms? When a dirt loves another dirt, they form the earthworm.
Ito na, itong last 3 statement na to, masyadong it's too much for me. 6, earthworms contains chemical substances that make it addictive. Again, a no.
Oh, kung iisipin mo, di ba, meron tayong ang taas ng yung mga pinapataw natin parusa dun sa mga bagay na quote-unquote addicting. Parang mahulihan ka lang ng something.
So bakit walang earthworms dun sa list na yun?
Oo, bakit hindi siya kasama dun sa mga bawal i-cultivate?
I-huff and puff. Oh, guys, meron ako ditong nakabalot na dried earthworms, guys. Kasi nyo mas hindi ang kulito.
Ano to? Anong tawag dito? Anong tawag dito? Sativa. May mga ganun, diba? Sativang earthworm.
Number 7. Nalulungkot ako sa ano nyo. Sa like, hindi nyo maisip kung bakit. Na ano ako. First time kong mag-lockdown sa inyong dalawa.
Wow!
Ano? Hindi, isipin nyo.
Okay.
Pag yung, kung totoo man, may addicting quality yung earth, pag pinablicize nila yan, mamahal yung price ng earthworm. Kasi syempre, mas maraming companies, mas maraming fast food companies ang gagamit ng earthworm. Para ano? So, ang ginawa ng Jollibee, dahil nga merong corruption sa government, binayaran nila ang government ang news press para hindi kalat itong klaseng news. Para magstay on top sila sa market. Bakit Jollibee ang top on fast food sa Philippines?
Hindi Burger King or McDo. Right.
Solved, case closed. I found the answer.
Number 7.
Oh, stupid.
Powdered earthworms when blended with beef makes no difference. Unnoticeably, like exactly 100% pure beef. Guys, 100% pure beef. Right, makes no difference. Right. Number 8, dried earthworm tastes and smells exactly like beef if cooked.
Siguro ano na to, no? Sa culture na nga ng ano, lugar nila. kasi kung totoo to, bakit, alam mo yun, sa mga morning news, mga kapuso, ang uod daw, lasang beef? may mga magkakaroon ng ganun segment.
Yes, exactly. Kung pwedeng gawin to, bakit hindi pa ginagawa ng lahat ng food business?
Think about it. How many people would wake up in the morning, go fishing and think, fuck, ang sarap tingnan ng earthworm na to.
Oh, sige, Day. Mag-ano ka dyan sa mga Maori, sa mga tao sa Fujian, saan pa?
Racist.
Sabi mo sa kanilang wag sila kumain ng...
no, ng I'm not saying, pero like sa culture nga natin, how many people would like see it as something appetizing? I mean, frogs, nakikita ko pa. Snake, yes, mukhang appetizing if deliciously yung pag ano niya. Ay, maganda yung pagka-cook pati yung pagplato sa kanya. So, earthworm.
I mean, pwede nang i-publicize to ng Philippine government ngayon. Kasi sinasakop na tayo ng China, di ba?
Hindi naman ata earthworms kinakain ng mga ano.
Hindi, pero kumakain sila ng insects.
Yeah, grasshoppers, like, yun masarap talaga yun.
Pero may mga nasa province, some province China na kumakain talaga Wuhan? Sila ng worms.
Wuhan?
No, Fujian.
Racist talaga.
Sige, no, mag-proceed muna tayo sa next, I guess. Tama na itong Jollibee.
Ah, sige.
Next ay...
Dot, dot, dot.
it's a very weird conspiracy theory kasi applicable siya sa kahit anong lugar. Ito yung pangalan ng conspiracy theory. Yung pangalan ng article. Conspiracy theory, : Does the province of Quirino actually exist? ? Day, meron akong mga tanong sa'yo. Have you ever been to Quirino?
Hindi ko nga alam yun eh. Naisip ko lang Quirino Highway.
Do you know anybody from Quirino province?
No.
Do you know anybody who has ever been to Quirino?
I think I know some people.
You're wrong, because it doesn't exist.
So, hindi reliable day ang memory.
Yeah. Malay mo, na-program lang pala yung memory. So, yeah.
So, yun. Yun yung three defining questions itong conspiracy theory na to. Kasi kapag sinagot mo sa tatlong tanong na to na no, does Quirino actually exist? Yun yung sinasabi nito.
O nga eh, parang somewhere, nung pagkatapos mo tanungin yung mga tanong mo, Pat, may mic na nahulog. somewhere. Saktong-sakto, after nun, may nahulog na mic. Pero natutuwa ako na pumupunta na tayo, Pat, sa ano.
Sa
merong
cookie?
Kang conspiracy theory na metaphysical. Very metaphysical tong question nito ni Kuya. Kuya ba to? Sinong nag-post nito?
Hindi, article lang sa from Esquire.
Oh, baby.
Hindi, nagre-report lang sila tukol dun sa conspiracy theory. They're not actually ano.
Okay.
They don't actually believe.
Akala ko parang ulitin mo yung questions, please.
Hindi nila questions to. Number one, have you ever been to Quirino? Number two, do you know anybody from Quirino? Number three, do you know anybody who has ever been to Quirino?
So, kung ganong structure yung mga questions para mag-prove ng isang conspiracy theory. So,
pwede mo siyang i-apply sa...
Nagdadalawang isip ako sabihin itong mga questions na to kasi... pero for the sake of the show.
Sige, go. Then let tayo dito conspiracy theories today.
Have you ever physically met God?
Ooh! The highest form of conspiracy theory.
Do you know anybody?
Okay. Next question.
Do you know anybody who has physically met God?
They ayoko na. Yung halfway ka na 6 feet under.
No, I'm just wala lang yun yung naisip ko. Pero I'd like to say the answer is yes sa mga tanong na yun. So,
may mga tao nagsasabing yes. So, malay mo nga naman, totoo. So, bale, sabi dito sa kanilang article na itong mga these types of questions ay nag-start dahil din sa Bielefeld conspiracy. Bielefeld is a place in Germany. So, it started with a post in a Usenet group. So, yun yung unang Reddit, I guess, ng internet. In 1994, a man named Akim Held poked fun at a student who introduced himself as coming from the town of Bielefeld. Held joked that he didn't believe the student and suggested that the town itself isn't real. The post soon spread and people latched onto the conspiracy, even decades after it first surfaced. So, bale, yun lang yung Filipino version natin is, does Quirino actually exist if you haven't been there? So, it's a very interesting, you know, conspiracy theory na pwede mong i-apply sa kahit sino, kahit anong lugar, or I guess concept.
Shit, metaphysical, I love it. Kung iisipin mo, kung ililiteral mo yun, ililiteral mong sasagutin yung mga tanong na yun, para sa akin, wala. So, it doesn't exist. Pero, ito yun eh. Parang kung i-connect ko siya dito na parang pag pumikit ako, nandyan po ba kayo? Yung mga ganun. Yung parang pag hindi ko kayo pine-perceive.
So, Schrodinger lahat.
Oo. Wala kayo.
So, if a tree falls down in the middle of the forest without anyone nearby, does it make a sound?
Oo. Mga ganun.
Yung version natin sa Pilipinas, merong nag-expound doon.
Sige.
Ito parang, I think this is a post somewhere, hindi ko sure, sa Reddit, sa r/Philippines, 2 years ago.
Reddit.
Yes, Reddit. What I own, ito yung pangalan ng post. Series, what do you know about the province of Quirino? What I only know is that it does not exist. And I will tell you the whole story. Yun yung panimulang bati niya. As Elpidio Quirino's popularity declined and his liberal party was trounced by the Nacionalistas in 1951, he decided to attempt to make a lasting legacy by creating an imaginary province for himself. After approaching the SIE, the German agency which had created by Bielefeld, so nagaharken din sa unang conspiracy theory Usenet some years ago, for help, Quirino scouted areas for his imaginary province and ended up with the parts of Nueva Vizcaya he had reorganized back then. He had to convince Congress to help him, but the nationalista-dominated body ignored him until his loss to Magsaysay in 1953. The plan was then shelved until Senate President Ferdinand Marcos heard of it. Ever ambitious of greatness, wealth, and fame, he successfully ran for president in 1965 and made the Quirino project a priority in a Congress that was, in a twist of fate, again controlled by his fellow Nacionalistas. The next year, it was made a sub-province under Nueva Vizcaya and became a quote-unquote province in 1971. Because the area was so remote, inaccessible, and unknown to most Filipinos, they did not notice the sham and learned about the so-called quote-unquote province through geography classes, maps, and government-controlled media. Government-controlled media? And the situation worsened under martial law. The supposed funds for the quote-unquote province were then used by the Marcoses and his cronies to have a lavish lifestyle. After Marcos was deposed, Cory Aquino did not notice the sham. Sorry. Cory Aquino did not notice the sham as she was focused on redeeming her late husband's legacy and, you know, yung kanyang agrarian reform project na para makuha yung lupa ng mga, you know.
Mga may hirap.
In drawing the legislative districts as an annex to the 1987 Constitution, there are two mistakes. The province of Quirino and the mention of the beach town in Ilocos Norte as Pagud Pagud. The supposed province continued to elect officials despite the fact that the residents actually know they are in the western area of Nueva Vizcaya. And its supposed municipalities work under the NV government. Di ko lang kung ano yung NV. Meanwhile, with the help of the SILA, the Filipino counterpart of the SIE, the supposed province has been used by future presidents for their quote-unquote special funds. Air up with his gambling, GMA with her strong Republic highways, Noy Noy with his conditional cash transfer, Digong with his anti-drug campaign. But the propaganda worked so well that no one noticed the fakery. And thus, the myth still persists to this day. Guys, grabe. Akala ko, one-fold lang tong conspiracy theory na to. Yung pala, kasama lahat ng future presidents natin, guys.
Base ganun, sa sinasabi niya, mas nabilib pa ako dun sa Jollibee na conspiracy theory.
No, ako mas bilib ako dito. Kasi gumawa na siya ng mythos nung ano eh, Quirino province. Talagang alam mo yung origin story ng Quirino province if it even exists. Diba?
I think very nice. Okay to kasi it came from a real Filipino. Right?
I guess.
Unlike yung kanina na from Estonia.
Estonia na kumakain ng worm.
Not that it's wrong na taga Estonia ka. You can be, you know, wherever you want to be from.
From someone with an ear to the ground, yung ba sinasabi mo ding?
May problema lang din ako dito. Or in ano sa mga nito conspiracy theories in general. Kasi pag nag-start kang mag-espouse ng conspiracy theory, kailangan mong patungan pa ng patungan ng mga iba pang lies. Tapos, hanggang maging hodgepodge na ng conspiracy theories, tinan mo daw, i-redeem daw ni Cory Aquino yung ano ng asawa niya.
Okay, so sinasabi mo na yung conspiracy theory is like a husband na nag-cheat sa asawa niya. na kailangan niyang mag-lipa para hindi malaman.
Oh, basta papatungan lang yan ng papatungan ng lies hanggang blurry na yung ano lines between reality and conspiracy.
I think yun yung hindi nagagawa na maayos na to. I mean like, yeah. You,
talaga?
Eh, dapat, diba, when you want to convince someone while lying, yung lies mo should be mixed with truth and lies, right? So, yung truths na sasabihin mo is something na na-experience nung, or parang, yeah, na-experience or nakita, na-feel nung tao na kausap mo para mag-play sa, like, ano niya, sa, ano ba tawag doon? Yung maalam niya na totoo. Mm-hmm. So, and yung mga lies mo, ang basically ang gagawin lang ng lies mo is like
to muddy the waters.
Yeah, parang ganun. So, ewan ko, para sa akin yung conspiracy theory niya parang hindi. It's okay. Ako hindi ko trip. Hindi siya pero, ganun ka na.
Hindi naman kasi para sa atin to eh.
Para to doon. Pa, sa mga hindi, taong gusto bumisita ng Quirino.
hindi to catered para sa generation natin. Catered to para sa older generation.
Ah, yeah, true. When was this published? Or
2 years ago.
Older generations, 2 years ago.
Kasi, and nagsimula, sinimulan niya yung mythos mula kay Marcos.
Pero nag-continue siya hanggang kay Duterte.
Oo nga. Kaya nga, kasi hanggang ngayon naman, di ba, yung mga followers ni Pidots ay, yun na, alam mo naman, older gents, older people. So, hindi talaga para sa atin to.
Wait. May argument ako doon.
Mas maraming followers si Duterte na, ano, matatanda?
Ano ba yung meme na yun? Duterte, ano yun?
Gusto ko lang itanong sa inyo. Sa pareho conspiracy theory na pag-usapan na natin. From a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not really believable and bullshit shit, ganon. 10 being, oh wow, nabuksan yung isip ko sa mga bagong experiences and knowledge tungkol sa mundong ginagalawan ko. Ano yung 1? Yung sa unang conspiracy theory.
Wait lang, ano nga ba? Sorry nila. Yung one, boo.
Bullshit.
10, yay.
Yay.
Sa Jollibee.
Yung one, Aquino, yung 10 to 30. Oh, joke lang po.
Ano? Ulit?
Yung 1, Aquino, yung 10 to 30.
Parehong ano yan ah? Parehong boo yun ah.
Oo nga.
Depende sa perspective mo. anyway.
Kung perspective, gusto ko lang sabihin kung perspective mo ganun, mag-reflect ka. mag-reflect ka sa mga ginagawa mo kasi mali ka nang iniisip kung yung 1 and 10.
I'm memeing. Or am I?
may mga tao for sure na ganun.
So 1 to 10 na, go.
Yung 1?
Para sa una.
I would say para sa akin. Hindi dahil believable siya, pero more on natuwa ako sa mga pinagsasabi niya. I'll give it like a 6.
Na what?
Ako, Inokam's razor ko kagad eh. Kinuha ko agad yung aking metaphysical knife. Tapos pinil away ko na yung mga ano niya. Uh-huh. At lumabas ako sa conclusion na -1.
Okay, -1. Wala sa choices.
Dahil baka yung scare.
kasi kung nasa 10 ako, kulang yun. Pag lagpas ko ng 0, nung naging -1, sobrang naniwala na ako kasi natatakot ako para kay scare. Scare, kung nakikinig ka ngayon, be careful. Ingatan mo rin yung pamilya ng Jollibee workers na yan kahit binuking nila yung pangalan mo.
Also, dito naman sa Does Quirino exist? Anong, what is the rating?
5.
Para sa akin, gusto ko yung storytelling eh.
Mm.
Gusto ko na meron tayong starting point mula kay Quirino na gusto niya ng quote-unquote legacy.
Tapos hinahatak yung ibang presidente papunta din sa conspiracy theory.
So yun yung hodgepodge niya ng lies. So gusto ko yung storytelling niya. Pero kung believable, that's up for debate. So ano to? Mga 2. Sa believability. Wait lang.
Believability.
Believability. Yan. Rate. 2.
So, ano ang rating mo sa Bible? Joke lang. Break muna tayo.
So, welcome back, guys, sa ating conspiracy theory-filled episode. I'm just going to mention na magkakaroon ng part 2. So, next time na yun. So, next na ating conspiracy theory ay... An American super weapon is causing our typhoons. Nalalim ba si Yolanda?
Okay.
Gawa yan ng American super weapon, guys. So, ito yung mismo nasa top 8 crazy Filipino conspiracy theory na list ako. Ito yung number 2 niya. One conspiracy theory on why our country is experiencing a massive number of typhoons every year is because we are supposedly being attacked by a US super weapon. While the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP for short, really does exist and is currently being used by the US to check whether the ionosphere can be utilized for radio communications and surveillance, conspiracy theorists have blamed the program for causing storms, tsunamis, and earthquakes. Some of the nuttier ones even believe that the program is capable of mind-controlling people all over the planet. According to the YouTube user named The Chinsey, uploaded a viral video.
Spell please.
D-U-T-C-H-I-N-S-E. The Chinsey.
Di ba chins lang yun?
Pinapronounce ko lang. A YouTube user named The Chinsey uploaded a viral video explaining that the program used, quote, microwave pulses to create Typhoon Yolanda.
Microwave!
However, Dr. Mahar Lagmay, a University of the Philippines professor and executive director to Project NOAA, debunked the Chinsey's claims as without basis and lacking solid evidence. So, ano man sabi niyo dito, guys?
Doon sa UP professor na yan, isa lang masabi ko, bayaran ka. Callback. Sino yung tao na yun? Bayaran ka.
Basta Dolomite lang ang matatag.
Oh my God.
Props to you, Undersecretary.
Interesting. Diba? Pero dinabank siya eh. Pero nang bayaran, so...
Oh, sino ba talaga paniniwala natin?
Ako. Sasabihin ko sa inyo, tama yung conclusion niya.
Inaatake tayo ng US?
No. Yung nagkakos ng typhoons, isang US doon. Pero mali yung kanyang pinanggalingan. Mali yung formula niya. Alam niyo kung bakit?
Bakit? Ito yung, magsasot ka na ba ng ano mo? Tinfoil crown?
Tinfoil, ha?
You tell me. Sabihin ko sa inyo. Isang mga US doon, isang China, isang UK, ano pa bang bansa, isang Russia, alam nyo kung bakit?
Bakit?
Isang UAE, ano to, yung mga Saudi Arabian friends natin, alam nyo kung bakit?
Bakit?
Kasi sila yung mga oil tycoons.
Meron silang mga nasa sea na...
No.
Drilling operations, no?
Isa yon yung oil. Kasi alam naman natin kung anong nang ginagawa nila sa oil, di ba? Binuburn nila. Tapos alam naman natin kung ano nangyayari pag nagbuburn ka ng oil. Yung mga smoke. Yung mga smoke na maraming carbon dioxide, which is magaling mag-trap ng...
Heat.
So, yung heat, dahil mainit yung hangin, tapos naano kagad, dahil umiinit yung surface... umiinit yung ano to, surface ng tubig mas mabilis, so nag-evaporate siya agad. Tapos dahil malamig yung hangin sa taas, umiikot sila ng ganun, umiikot, tapos marami pang na-evaporate, umiikot hanggang pagdating sa atin, bagyo na.
Hindi totoo yan.
So yung typhoon.
Gusto ko yung TEDx talk mo.
Hindi TEDx talk yun. TED niyon talaga. Joke lang, ayoko ng TED.
Sa lahat ng narinig ko ngayong araw, yun yung pinaka na-disappoint ako sa conspiracy theory niya. It lacks excitement, it lacks proof. Germs, kasi...
Gusto ko yung basihan ni Dave. Excitement.
Kasi yung I mean, yun naman sa conspiracy theory, right? Yung you're going to, I mean, like, ano ba yung pinakasikat na conspiracy theory? Yung end of the world 2012?
No,
right?
No, no. Mas may mas sikat doon. Moon well, landing. Okay. Yung moon landing.
Ah, moon landing. Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Mas ano yun?
Sabihin natin yung moon landing na Photoshop lang daw. Na ano pa ba yung mga arguments na yun? Ano yung kinento sa atin? Ano yun?
Yung parang wala daw stars.
Oh. Okay.
Ano? Alright. Sa camera.
So, yung conspiracy theory na yun. Okay, yung conspiracy theory na yun, it's very exciting na yung mga tao ganting ginagawa. Ito parang, hindi naman siya nakakatag ng ano. So, may yung kasi
nakakatag sa heartstrings na tao.
Hindi kasi like eto yun eh, right? Eto lang naman yun eh, yung nag-aano sa'yo which is true or not is yung factual things and yung nararamdaman mo. What your brain thinks as fact and what you feel. So dahil walang excitement to tapos yung facts parang meh. So walang tug of war na nangyayari. So, parang wala lang sa akin.
Kasi itong tug of war na to, shit, binibigyan niya ako ng facts papunta doon, pero ayoko eh.
Hindi. Yung ano, parehas na side, walang nagpupul. Yun yung problema.
Tama si Dave. The heart wants what the heart wants.
Oh my God.
At least yung, isipin nyo, yung una nating narinig, yung Jollibee. Kahit yung mga facts medyo may iffy. Pero yung mararamdaman mo na yung galit mo, yung inis mo na parang hala, peke pala yung burger na kinakain ko. Parang may malakas na hatak so ikaw mapapalaban ka talaga. So
yung feeling na oh my God, naloloko ko nung kumpanyang sinusuporta ako na for more than 10 years.
Oh my God, scam pala ang nasa.
Bigyan natin ng tagline yung Jollibee na ano, yung Jollibee na conspiracy theory. Bibigyan ko na ngayon.
Ah.
Ito na. Stop the bee. yun. Kailangan natin pigilan yung bee na yun. Kaya ngayon, guys, i-tweet nyo na kami sa ano ba lang Twitter handle natin. Ano, check ko nga.
Na-imagine ko na.
Ito na may Jack All Podcast. At Jack All Podcast.
May kakatok na lang sa pinto bigla. Si Jollibee naka-full suit pa.
I heard you were talking about me, huh, mate?
Sasabihin niya.
I'll shut you up with a can of worms.
you gonna be swimming with the fishes.
Yung bago siya may accent na ganun.
Sabi niya. Hey, Hetty! Look at this young boy here. Hindi ko alam kung yung accent ko.
Hey, I'm walking eh.
Hey. Ano kanya, Day? Tapos hahanapin niya sa'yo si, ano, si Scare.
Alam mo, hindi ko maintindihan. Bakit parang mas okay pakinggan yung accent na yun kaysa Filipino accent na Jollibee?
Kasi sinetap mo na yung scene na ganun yung accent eh.
Wait lang, parang nagsalita na ba si Jollibee?
I feel meron.
Hindi ko pa siya narinig magsalita.
I think meron ng cartoon about Jollibee. So baka
luma.
So next na conspiracy theory na tayo.
Yes. So wait lang, score
okay, negative. Score.
Negative. Walang number, negative.
Kuya,
gusto ko yung ano niya eh. Gusto ko yung pagdating niya dun sa sagot eh. So mga 5 ako dito.
Wow, 5.
Okay. Mali lang yung ano niya, mali lang yung formula niya.
Etong next na conspiracy theory ay Paul Walker died after uncovering a Typhoon Yolanda conspiracy.
It's been a long day. Yeah.
Wait lang, tama ba? Yan ba yung murder?
Hindi, na... car crash.
Without you, my
pero
friend.
Like, yung car crash was, ano?
Accident.
Ah, okay. Akala ko parang assassination attempt or something.
And okay. I tell you all about it when I see you again.
We were family.
Ohana means family. Family means no one get left behind. Sabi ni Vin Diesel. Quote-unquote yun.
Tapos sasabihin ni The Rock, Super 5, motherfucker!
I'm not supposed to die here.
Okay, so Hollywood actor Paul Walker died on November 30, 2013 after a fatal car crash. Reports indicated that Walker's friend, Roger Rodas, had been driving the car at 160 kilometers per hour. Damn. Or 100 miles per hour, for those concerned, before it slammed into a concrete light pole and several trees. The car was engulfed in flames within moments. The Walker was believed to have died immediately upon impact. Conspiracy theorists were quick to point out that Walker's death was not an accident, but rather a cold-blooded murder. Walker was previously in the Philippines working alongside charities to give food and medical aid to victims of Typhoon Haiyan. Allegedly, Walker ended up digging too deep and uncovering evidence of dirty money, relief funds being pilfered by corrupt individuals. Guys, ngayon ko lang nalaman na secret agent pala si Paul Walker.
But so, ngayon nalaman, lang pala, hindi mo sinusundan yung movies?
Oo nga eh. Sabi ko na nga na hindi lang pala cinema, persona.
It's the perfect disguise.
Oh, nga pala. Actor by day, secret agent by night. Paul Walker stars as Paul Walker.
I mean, it makes sense kung bakit ang galing niya mag-act sa mga movies as a secret agent. Kasi, secret agent. Oh my fucking
God. Alam niyo kung sino yung idol niya?
Sina?
Yung pinaka-famous na spy. 007.
007? What?
Kasi si most, James Bond.
Kasi famous nga, 'di ba? Famous spy. Kung famous spy ka ba talaga?
Ang iniisip ko most guess. Famous spy si ano?
Si Mr. Bean.
Another story suggests that it was not money he discovered, but rather permanent birth control pills being hidden in medicinal supplies. These were thought to be used to help curb the country's rapidly rising population. So grabe, hindi lang pala.
Hindi lang pala dirty yung money. Pangalawa? San galing yung pangalawa?
Yung pangalawa, it doesn't make any sense. Yung una okay eh, yung pangalawa like...
Bakit? It makes sense. Let me walk you through this. Nagkaroon ng Typhoon Yolanda sa Pilipinas. Mm-hmm. Everyone is beset by this horrible, horrible incident.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, naisip ng gobyerno na itong mga pilfering corrupt officials ng Philippine government natin, this is the perfect time para i-curb natin yung rising population ng Pilipinas.
Pero, kasi, ang problem kasi, walang no government, no leaders ang of the top of my mind never tried to fix that problem.
Ah, excuse me, eugenics? Eugenics? Sino? Si Hitler.
Sa atin.
Sa atin. Philippines. Akala ko sa buong mundo.
Like, sa Philippines, no, I don't think there's any government na parang naisip na isolve yung problema na yan. Kasi nga, hindi lang nako-consider as problem. So, no. Yung first part, interesting, like, tumaas na yung balahibo ko and everything, pero yung second part...
Totoo ba?
Yeah, no. I mean, kasi ang funny niya, tapos ang interesting ng concept na, isipin mo, yung actor na to. He went to the Philippines for shooting or, like, whatever man ginagawa niya for vacation, and then randomly, na-discover niya yung pera. Like, for some reason, like, he went to a beach na private island pala, pero may access siya kasi mayaman siya. Tapos, shit, bags of money. Tapos nakalagay doon may malaking paper na nakalagay. Yolanda funds. Wala lang, yung pangalawa lang medyo nakakana. Pero yeah, it's interesting. It's funny.
Para sa akin naman, katulad dun sa una, yung kanina lang, tama yung sa unang part, yung unang version, dumating siya sa tamang sagot, mali yung formula niya. Isa so, pangalawa, kung kailan nangyari yung Yolanda, 2013,
I guess.
Sino presidente nun?
Aquino. Si
si Aquino. Sinasabi niyo ba na ganun katalino si Aquino? Para magkaroon ng ganung plano or any semblance ng plano. 'Di ba nga ang daming namatay na staff member? Anong ginagawa niya? Naglalaro ng PSP.
Jayanon, Jayanon, you're on thin ice. Mamaya may kakatok na lang dyan sa inyo.
Kakatokin ako ni Pinay. Taga dito lang siya.
Okay.
Sabi yun, tara laro tayo ng patapon. Dadali. Dadali niya yung PSP ni Baby James. So, ikaw na bago kong Baby James, Jayanon.
Tara, decide yan. Ganon.
Ganon. Kutosan kita eh. Nag-eugenics ka noong 2013. Nakakainis. Nakakainis yung pangalawa. Permanent birth control. Tangina, outrageous. Pero meron bang ganong pill? Parang I have never heard.
Wala.
Pero merong permanent birth control talaga.
No. Oh. Pero in pill form.
Wala. I don't know.
Yung parang pag ininom mo yung, kunwari lalaki ka, ininom mo yung pill, tapos bigla kang mabavasectomy bigla. Biglang mabubulot. Matatahi.
I don't think nagagawa sila ng ganun kasi may vasectomy na procedure. So,
pero yun, hindi mo kailangan operahan yung tao.
Inoperahan
ba ang vasectomy?
Inoperahan,
operahan yun.
I think may cases rin ng vasectomy na hindi rin nagagawa ng maayos.
Yes. So from, ito na, believability scale na tayo. 1 to 10, go.
At first, I was at 7, then naging 3.
Dapat hindi mo na i-take into consideration yung pangalawa.
Hindi na i-consider yung pangalawa?
Hindi, part ng theory niya yun eh, diba? So, hindi,
yung magkahiwalay na theory yun eh, kasi yung isa, may set of people na naniniwala doon. Tapos may pangalawang set of people na naniniwala din sa pangalawa.
Pero isang tao yung nag-publish.
Pero parang ano lang to eh. Inano lang niya, kinompile lang niya. Hindi niya kiniklaim na naniniwala siya or something.
So, I stand by my answer.
Okay. Ako yan.
Sige, I'll give this a 3.
Dahil? 3 din.
Kasi yung unang set of conspiracy theorists, medyo okay. Kasi tama yung kanilang outcome, may graft and corruption na nangyayari. Pero mali yung kanilang kusa nila hinugot yung kanilang formula. Yung pangalawa naman, wala talagang pill, vasectomy pill. Let's just call it that, vasectomy pill. Or para sa babae, no baby for you pill forever. Kasi kung may ganun, China would have been all over that, eh.
Right.
Diba? Kung may ganun, for sure, may, China unang gagawa. Pero, hindi ako racist.
Sure. Lahat ng hindi racist na tao sinasabi yan, eh.
Oo nga, eh.
Nationalist ka lang.
Oh, don't call me that. Oh my God. Gusto mo... Yun ang pinaka ayokong matawag sa akin, nationalist.
I've never heard you so insulted in your life.
Alam nyo ba kung bakit?
Bakit?
Ang nationalist, ang pag nag-evolve yan, fascist na yan.
Oh, okay.
Whoops, here's your Everstone.
Kaya wag mo akong bibigyan ng Everstone na nationalist term. Oh my God. Kung merong taong nakinig neto na you would identify yourself as nationalist, mag-reflect
ka.
Hindi lang reflect, mag-meditate ka pa.
Uminom ka rin ng holy water.
Bilangin mo yung paghinga mo. At least gawin mo ng 20 times.
Gawin mo add 21.
21 times. Kasi, tandaan mo na nationalist si Hitler. Tandaan mo na nationalist si Trump.
Wait lang, may question ako. Bago ko sabihin yung susunod. May mga iano ko pa bang
conspiracy?
May last ako. Yung hindi masyado ito borderline kooky. Actually, not borderline, very very kooky.
Okay. Then may sasuggest na ano. Okay.
Sige, go. Go.
Like, okay, let's create a conspiracy theory.
So,
ang conspiracy theory, ang concept is, paano maayos tong bansang to?
Hindi, dapat ang hindi mo dapat ang conspiracy theory may sagot na tayo.
Yun nga, pero yun yung question na inaano ko, na pinopose ko.
Ah, sige, magsimula tayo dun sa kasi maayos na ang Pilipinas.
Wait, bakit doon magsisimula?
Yun yung
naming
natin.
Scheme natin eh.
Ah, okay.
P-anon, P-anon, J-anon, sa US may Q-anon.
Okay. So magkano tayo sa basis na maayos ng Pilipinas. So ano yung mga facts na nagpo-prove nito?
Or ito yung akin, ito yung akin. si Duterte kasi meron talaga siyang plano, hidden na plano para i-root out talaga yung ano, yung meron tayo mga public na communists. Tapos meron yung mga kumokontrol sa mga communists na yon. Tapos ang goal ni Duterte at nagagawa niya under the purview of the masses is to bring those communists to justice. Siya talaga yung kaibigan natin ngayong panahon na to, guys.
Sabi nga nila, Pat, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
So, hindi talagang bongo, hindi siyang bong stay. Guys.
Oh, nga. So, kasi si Duterte, ito yan, expound ko yung sayo, Pat.
Mm.
Ayaw niya sa mga may hirap na komunista. Pero katulad ko, mas ayaw niya dun sa mga mayaman na komunista.
Shit.
Kaya nakikipag-close siya dun sa kanyang quote-unquote lover.
Oh, si Winnie the Pooh. She's Jinping.
Si Winnie the Pooh, Pat.
Sorry, si 100 Acre Woods owner.
Si Winnie the Pooh. Nakikino-close niya yon. Para anong date ngayon? January 30 as of recording. By the time na post to, natalo na natin yung China sa gera. Philippine-China War.
Parang so, ang laki ng time skip pa. So, to add more details, so, defining yung character ni Pres Duterte, chaotic good siya.
Oo.
Yung mga racist niya, mga sexist na comments, ano lang yan, facade lang yan.
Ginagawa
niya yan para sa atin.
Hindi, tapos, ginagawa niya yun.
Ito yung papasok siya sa office niya sa Malacanang. Iiyak siya.
Oo.
Ginagawa yung mga ganun niyang facade. Ginagawa niya yon para i-root out yung mga taong ganun. Tapos huhulihin niya yun isa-isa.
Yung mga mag-agree sa kanya,
oo,
bigla siya bubulong sa PSG niya, huliin niyo ito mamaya. Ha? Huliin niyo ito mamaya.
hindi niya, wala pa siyang masaklap, wala pa siyang sinasabihan ng plano niya. Pero tayo, dahil jacklers tayo, na-discover na natin.
Oo. Nag-ano tayo, tayo yung mga masters ng 4D chess. Si Duterte, ano na talaga siya, parang si Trump 20 steps ahead.
Oh, shit.
I would think alam ni Bongo.
Kaya sa una, akala natin Bongo. Pero sa totoo talaga, bong stay.
Tapos yung mga kalaban na parang secondary villains ba sila? Yung parang hindi yung mga major. Sila Duke.
si Peter Cayetano.
sa katotohanan talaga, magkakampi talaga sila ni Robredo. Ginagawa lang nila tong clashes na to para ma-distract yung ano.
Hindi ako nag-agree dyan. Si Robredo, sabihin na, for example, ano siya? Evil eh. Ano ba yung mga chaotic, neutral at?
Chaotic, neutral, saka lawful.
Lawful evil yun.
Lawful evil.
Hindi, mas gusto ko yung idea na nagtutulungan sila. Pero on the surface, nag-aaway sila. Pero on the down low, nagtutulong sila para kalabanan yung shadow government.
Ako mas nakikita ko na parang ano, like Batman yung dating na lone wolf si Duterte.
Gusto mo yun?
Tapos si...
Oo nga.
Si Robredo, si Joker.
Ang mas magandang villain na description si Lex Luthor.
Eh, ba't si Batman?
Hindi. I mean, like, yung concept lang ni Batman na lone wolf siya. Pero pag villain talaga na example, si Lex Luthor, like, matalino, magaling umopi sa mga tao, magaling siya makipag-communicate sa mga tao, parang ganun.
Saka eh, bakit yung ano, bakit yung mga supporters ni Robredo tinatanong na ano, tinatanong kung nasan si Duterte? Where is he?
Pero yung at the same time, yung mga followers ni Duterte tinatanong nasan si Robredo?
Where is he?
Tatanungan sila eh, no? Alam ko yung sagot. Nag-4D chess silang dalawa.
Mm.
Nag-meditate sila, nakikita sila sa spirit world. Tapos yung mediator nila si Uncle Iroh.
Wait, spoilers.
Tapos yung matatalo sa kanila mapupunta sa fog of something, forever lost something.
Na nandun si ano, si sino to? Si Zhao.
Si General Zhao.
Oh my god. Okay, I think that was great.
These guys predicted it.
Kaya sinasabi ko sa inyo guys, by the time na na-upload to, tapos napakinggan nyo, lahat na ng plano ay na-laid na. Tapos ine-enact na nila. Maghintay na lang kayo ng 2 to 3 days. Tapos maayos ng Pilipinas after nun. Wala ng COVID, wala ng kahirapan.
Wala ng komunista.
Oh, alam mo kung ano yung nagiging problema ko. Let's say may certain people na panoorin nga to, tapos maniwala na ito talaga yung tingin natin. Oh my fucking God. Ewan ko na lang kung may nareceive tayong ganung comment or message from someone. Oh my God. Ewan ko na lang.
Hindi naman na ata sila aabot sa part na to. Dulo na to eh.
Hindi, ikatahan natin sila. Bobo ka, bulaklak.
Bobo ka, bulaklak.
Taga, UP ka. Joke!
Oh! Oh no! Stop!
Bayaran
cut,
talaga.
Cut, yun.
Hindi. Bayaran ka
bayaran
talaga. Bayaran
kayo. Tara na, mag-podcast housekeeping.
Wait lang. Meron akong, ano.
Okay.
Meron lang akong gustong sabihin kung umabot ka sa point na to, tapos iniisip mo na totoo pa rin yung mga conspiracy theory na sinusubscribe mo. Meron lang akong, sandaling storya para sa'yo. Nung high school kami, nahuli kaming nagkokopyahan. Yung buong klase. Day, you can attest to this. Yes?
Hindi ako nangopya.
Pero that is...
Yeah,
ano,
that is up in the air.
Ito kasi yan. Nung una, magkatabi kasi kami ni Wakanda Forever, my brother, dito sa... Kailangan nyo naman ako sino, di ba? Tapos, katabi ko si... Sabihin ko na yung pangalan, i-bleep mo na lang, si... Tapos, nalaman namin na meron din silang inside job with the girls. Tapos, kami ni so, naisip namin, palakihin kaya natin yung sistema natin. So, mas lumaki yung scope namin.
Oh, no.
Hanggang sa, lahat sumala, sila sila lahat sumali na, sila isang malaking blip mo na lang to. Tapos, hanggang sa doong lahat ginagawa na, ilan lang tayo sa klase noon, mga 23. 24 at 24, most ata. 24. So, nung lahat ginagawa na, edi, syempre, merong isang lumabas na yung sikreto. So, kung i-equate natin yun sa conspiracy theory, kung yung mga conspiracy theory nyo ay may mga secrets, ang daming taong nag-hold yung secret na yun. Sabi natin to sa Jollibee, ang dami-daming franchise ng Jollibee, ang dami nilang employees. Kung ganun, kailangan nilang isikreto sa lahat yon, lahat ng employees nila. Eh, ang dami nun. Kaming 23 na estudyante, nahuli kaming nagkokopyahan. What more is million-million na empleyado? Matatago kaya nila yon? So, yun lang yung gusto kong sabihin. Kung gano'n...
May mali yan. May kaklarify lang ako doon. May mali din eh. Hindi siya 100% ng tao. May dalawang hindi.
Oh, yun
pero, nadamay yung dalawang yun dahil sa kagagawa ng maramihan.
That is neither here nor there. Pero yun nga, yung storya na yun, yung gusto kong i-take away ng mga tao doon is, yung simpleng sikreto na hindi nakikip ng 24 na estudyante, ano pa kaya yung million-million na empleyado ng Jollibee? And kung ano man yung conspiracy theory mo, i-insert mo na lang doon.
alam mo, Kaya mo na nasabi yan. Kasi napuntahan ka na ng gobyerno, magkano po binahid nila sa'yo?
Gumagamit ako ng ano, Quirino box. Nakuha yung pork barrel ng Quirino, nasa pockets ko na ngayon.
Galing kay
sa lahat, mula nung naging presidente si... Nung buhay ako, sino ba yung presidente? Nung pinanganak ako, binigyan ako ni Erap ng pera.
Tapos ngayon, kaya nagbabago yung isip mo at nagsasabi ka na ng totoo kasi oh, tinulungan hindi... ka ni Paul Walker, binigyan ka ng pera.
Kaya Paul Walker, God rest your soul.
May you drive all the roads up in heaven.
It's been a long day.
Oh, without podcast, you, my friend. Podcast housekeeping na, please. Podcast housekeeping na. Thanks to RM27, Room27, for letting us use the track Jack All in Pro as our theme song. You can find and follow RM27 in Spotify and in SoundCloud. Thank you. And if you listen to this podcast this far, may problema ka ata.
Hindi. Nasa tamang pag-iisip.